Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
You're in the Gear House, where before we come together, we have brushed our teeth with barbed wire. And now, cracking walnuts with our armpits.
You are so beautiful.
The deep cry of every little girl's heart is, am I lovely?
To me,
every woman needs to know that she is exquisite and chosen.
You are so beautiful.
This is the core to her identity, the way she bears the image of God. Will you pursue me? Do you delight in me? Will you fight for me?
To me, can't you see?
This show is all about whether or not, Rambo, you will fight for your woman. If she is coming from a dysfunctional home, and so many women have today because of the breakdown of the family, she has taken a wound, and the wound has struck right at the core of her heart of beauty. Leaves a devastating message. The message is, you are not beautiful, and nobody, no man is really going to fight for you. You have a wound, more than likely, too, if you've come from a dysfunctional home. Hers almost always comes at the hand of her father. A little girl looks to her dad to know if she is lovely. The power that a dad has to cripple or to bless is just as significant to her as it is to his son. If he's a violent man, he may defile her verbally or sexually. If he's passive, the little girl will suffer from a silent abandonment. Now, there's a lot of lovely young women who feel very unloved. You know what they usually do to try to get attention and to feel love? They turn to boys to try to hear what they never heard from their dad. Maybe that what happens is her high school boyfriend betrays her on prom night too, telling her that he's been using her, that he really loves somebody else. Or the man she dated in college becomes verbally abusive. But when a woman never hears that she is worth fighting for, she comes to believe that that's the sort of treatment that she deserves. I know a woman like this, who is so vivacious, grew up with an enormous amount of self-confidence, but she was cheated on when she was in college. And she married the wrong man because she didn't think another man would ever come along. So this one guy comes along and gives her an invitation to marry him. I mean, this gal is intelligent, bright, just absolutely beautiful. And she marries him knowing the night of the marriage, she tells her dad, before they're walking down the aisle, that she thinks that this is the wrong man. John Eldridge, in his book Wild at Heart, says it's a form of attention in a twisted way. She thinks, well, it's better than nothing.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You know, there is something mythic in the way a man is with a woman. Our sexuality offers a parable of amazing depth when it comes to being masculine and feminine. The man comes to offer his strength, and the woman invites the man into herself. This is an act that requires courage and vulnerability and selflessness for both of them. Notice first that if the man will not rise to the occasion, nothing is going to happen. He must move. His strength will swell before he can enter her. But neither will the love consummate unless the woman opens herself in stunning vulnerability. And when both are living as they were meant to live, the man enters the woman and offers her his strength. He spills himself there, in her, for her. She draws him in, embraces and envelops him. And when all is over, he is spent. But ah, what a sweet death it is.
She knows how to hang on your every word. And she knows how to look up. Whisper to you what no man has heard, secrets she would never give. With her arms open wide, she'll take you inside and hold you in the palm of her hand. When a woman loves a man,
And that's how life is created. The beauty of a woman arousing a man to play the man. The strength of a man offered tenderly to his woman allows her to be beautiful. It brings life to her and to many. This is far, far more than sex and orgasm. It's a reality that extends to the very aspect of our lives. When a man withholds himself from his woman, he leaves her without the life only he can bring. This is never more true than how a man offers or does not offer his words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, says Proverbs. She is made for and craves words from him. If a man refuses to offer himself, then his wife is going to remain empty and barren. A violent man destroys with his words, and a silent man starves his wife. A boyfriend confessed to me about his new bride. She's wilting. And his friend said, John Eldridge, if she's wilting, then you're withholding something. Actually, with several things, his words, his touch, but mostly his delight. There are so many other ways this plays out in life. A man who leaves his wife with the kids and the bills to go and find another, easier life has denied them his strength. He has sacrificed them for what he should have sacrificed his strength for them. What makes Maximus or William Wallace as so heroic is simply this. They are willing to die to set others free. A man speaks to her heart's deepest question in a thousand ways. Yes, you are lovely, and yes, there is one who will fight for you. But because most men have not yet fought the battle, most women are still in the tower waiting to be rescued.
So beautiful, to me.
Let's face it, Rambo, a lot of us want the beauty without any sort of cost to ourselves. We want all the joys of the beauty without any of the woes of the battle. Incidentally, that's the nature of pornography, enjoying the woman at her expense. Pornography is what happens when a man insists on being energized by a woman. I know I've been there, too. You see, we use her to get a feeling that we're a man. Problem is, it's a false strength.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.